T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Have a Chinese style system in place. It's there all the time. Collecting, 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 spying, building files. They get it all. Your texts, your emails, your phone calls. Government sees and records all. I call it the switch. It's already actively working. It's just not impacting our lives yet. That's the switch. All they've got to do is flip the switch and announce that your dirtiest laundry will be dumped in public. And they got you. All they need to do is to begin to judge you by the things in your file and have it affect your life, i.e. the Chinese social credit score. And they got you. All they have to do is flip the switch. The programs, they're already in place. As Tucker Carlson learned this week. Who built this horrific system? The answer will shock you. I went deep into it in a January 22 podcast called Flipping the Switch, Part 1. You know who it was? Bill Barr. That's right. Bill Barr's main achievement in life has been the creation of this Chinese-style system. He at first used the need to surveil drug mules and cartels in other countries as the reason for the system. But eventually, it would come to suck up all the data in this one. Who was his partner in building this system? Robert Mueller. One of his best friends. Again, you'll have to listen to that podcast to get all the details. It's terrifying and eye-opening and will make Bill Barr's turn on the Trump stage make a lot more sense to you. He was protecting the all-knowing totalitarian surveillance state. It was his life's work to build. The existence of this system and its policing powers are well-known in Washington. Here's what Dunderhead Maxine Waters said about it at the end of the Obama administration when she bragged that Obama had everything on everyone. This is open knowledge in Washington.
The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful, and that database will have information about everything on every individual in ways that it's never been done before. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place.
She got one part wrong. Obama didn't build it. He was just the first to weaponize it against his enemies with leaks. Actually, the Bushes built it. Daddy Bush in particular. Never forget, he's the former head of the CIA. But you'll have to listen to that other podcast, The Switch, to get all the details of that. Bill Blinney, a former NSA intelligence officer who actually developed the technology that the government uses to spy on all of us, was horrified and ultimately resigned from the agency when he realized the data monitoring program he'd helped to develop was being used to spy illegally on Americans. Back then, they called it thin thread. Here's former NSA officer Blinney, ironically, on Tucker Carlson. In 2017, describing how elites use it to control official Washington.
Inside NSA, there's a set of people who are, and we got this from another NSA whistleblower who witnessed some of this. They're inside there, they're targeting and looking at all the members of the Supreme Court, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Congress, both House and Senate, as well as the White House. And all of this data is there at, inside NSA in a small group where they're looking at it. And the idea is to see what people have power over you are going to, what they think you should be doing, or what they're planning to do to you, your budget or whatever, so you can try to counteract it before it actually happens.
I mean, that's just East German. And by the way, that's got to be illegal. Yeah. I do not believe that that is legal. Oversight committees.
No, it isn't. No,
right.
It's a
are
violation.
Supposed to be preventing that stuff. And I remember having a conversation with the former Republican chairman of the Oversight Committee, Mike Rogers, and saying this is a big deal, and getting an answer in effect, well, you know, terrorism. That doesn't sound like this has anything to do with terrorism.
No, this bulk acquisition, by the way, is inhibiting their ability to detect terrorist threats in advance, so they can't stop them. So people get killed as a result, which means, you know, they pick up the pieces and clean up the blood after the attack. That's what's been going on. I mean, they've consistently failed.
We don't have to take Blinney's word for it. Every year, the FISA court reviews the use of the NSA's databases. The NSA isn't the only one with the databases. The FBI has access, multiple terminals, and they break the law with it thousands of times every year. And every year, the FISA court puts a report out on how many thousands of times this year the FBI broke the law, illegally searching the NSA database without a warrant. Each instance is a felony, but this is just well accepted in Congress. As recently as June 9th, that is earlier this month, the NSA, in a letter to the FOIA appeal authority, admitted that the FBI had improperly surveilled 16,000 individuals in the previous year. Usually the number runs from about 12,000 felonies to about 16,000. In previous years, we've learned, among those surveilled, Donald Trump. You mean with a warrant? No. Everybody around him? His inner circle? Yep. Anybody remember the beginning of the Trump administration when all of his phone calls with foreign dignitaries and heads of state were illegally leaked and nobody batted an eye? Where do you think it came from? When he was president, Donald Trump lived in a gilded cage. It was a prison. He couldn't go to the bathroom without them listening. Tucker Carlson is just learning now that he lives in one too. We all do. It's just the switch hasn't been flipped on us, like it appears to have been flipped on Tucker. And the amazing thing is, folks, the NSA isn't even hiding it, and there'll be no official reaction from Washington. Not from Republicans, not from Democrats. They're all under surveillance too. They wouldn't dare.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Benny, ironically again, explained all of this to Tucker Carlson back in 2017.
Yes, in fact, they're taking in fundamentally the entire fiber network inside the United States and collecting all that data and storing it in a program for Stellar Wind is the name for their program. That's the domestic collection of data on U.S. citizens, U.S. citizens to other U.S. citizens, everything we're doing. Phone calls, emails, and then financial transactions, credit cards, things like that. Yeah, all of it.
So if you found someone objectionable or dangerous, the temptation would be profound to locate information on that person and perhaps misuse it, would it not be?
Yes. And for example, inside NSA, they had a program called LoveInt. That's where the analysts in NSA looked into that data to find out if their lovers were cheating on them. That's the extent of the data collection that NSA is doing.
But I mean, I grew up believing that NSA was not allowed to collect data on Americans. It was supposed to be outwardly focused on our foreign enemies. And you're saying that that's been perverted for many years.
Yes, since 2001.
So it's not shocking that all this is going on. There's an old tradition of it by now in Washington. Look up Cheryl Atkinson, the Obama administration spied on her while she was at CBS. Or James Rosen, they not only spied on him, but his entire family, including his mother, because they didn't like his reporting. Now, what's so shocking is the blasé, don't care, this is totally normal reaction of everybody in Washington to this. First, the media.
After the show last night, after we announced this, other news organizations acted as if it's totally normal for heavily politicized intel agencies to spy on and threaten journalists they disagree with. It's no big deal. Stop whining. But it is a big deal. It is completely wrong, not to mention illegally. And this is hardly the first time the so-called intelligence community has done something like this. They've done an awful lot of it. Look it up.
Then there was the shockingly casual non-denial of reading Tucker Carlson's email by the Biden administration. Here's Circleback Psaki, spokesperson for Joe Biden, on that.
For its part, the Biden administration just ignored the story. They did not deny the story. They can't. They know that it's true. Today, the president's flack was asked about it on Air Force One. Here's the exchange.
Tucker Carlson said that the NSA is spying on him. Is the administration aware of any espionage or listening efforts on U.S. citizens by the NSA, and is Tucker Carlson one of them?
Well, the NSA, as I think you're well aware, I'm not sure everyone's aware, everyone on this plane is aware, I should say, is an entity that focuses on foreign threats and individuals who are attempting to do us harm on foreign soil. So that is their purview. But beyond that, I would point you to the intelligence community.
It's like she's reading the Wikipedia entry. Ask them. But here's what to notice. No denial.
Yep, that's exactly what to notice. Here's the second thing to notice. No one will say a word about this. There might be Devin Nunes on Maria Bartiromo's show going off on Sunday. His personal phone records have already been leaked, though. So what are they going to do to him that they haven't already done when they gave them to Democrat Adam Schiff to humiliate Devin Nunes with? He'll whine and complain a little. No one in Republican leadership will say a damn thing. They're all under surveillance, too. So what does this add up to, folks? Whoever's not controlled, either through blackmail or bribery by China, is controlled by our intel agencies. I'm not saying they're in contact with them or openly threatening them, like pretty much happened to Tucker Carlson. No, I'm saying everybody knows they know, and they behave accordingly. The FBI's power to search that database is never challenged. What the NSA does with it isn't either, ever. That's how they get away with doing it 12,000 to 16,000 times a year. That's why Tucker Carlson met with this shocking level of casualness when he called the NSA and demanded to know had they read his emails.
Now, last night on the show, we made a very straightforward claim. NSA has read my private emails without my permission, period. That's what we said. Tonight's statement from the NSA does not deny that. Instead, it comes with this non sequitur. In part, quote, Tucker Carlson has never been an intelligence target of the agency. Okay, glad to know. But the question remains, did the Biden administration read my personal emails? That's the question that we asked directly to NSA officials when we spoke to them about 20 minutes ago in a very heated conversation. Did you read my emails? And again, they refused to say. Again and again. And then they refused even to explain why they couldn't answer that simple question. We can't tell you, and we won't tell you why we can't tell you. My emails. And the message was clear. We can do whatever we want. We can read your personal texts. We can read your personal emails. We can send veiled threats your way to brush you back if we don't like your politics. We can do anything. We're our own country, and there's literally nothing you can do about it. We're in charge. You're not. Orwellian does not begin to describe the experience. It was like living in China.
Yes, it is. And all it's going to take is a flip of the switch for this to be an active rather than a passive collection system. Everyone in D.C. already knows it. In fact, it's why the intel agencies went so far to protect Joe and Hunter Biden from the consequences of their crimes, their very open and lawless bribery. Because Joe, well, they got more on him than just about anyone else. They own him dead to rights. The bribery and result of control by our enemies only made Joe a more valuable asset to our intel agencies, not a less valuable one. If you want to understand how that works and who Joe actually answers to, it's this same cabal, listen to Thursday's podcast called Iron Fist, Here's Who Biden Answers To. And understand this. The IRS wants in on the game now, too. It's an NSA database, but it's got terminals inside the FBI. One of the last things that we were able to get from WikiLeaks leader Julian Assange was that the CIA had become jealous of the FBI. They wanted their own NSA, so they simply built one without the permission of Congress. They spy on you, too. They were tired of asking the NSA's permission for the computer terminals. So the CIA fully weaponized against the American people as well. Well, the IRS got jealous and they wanted their own as well. That's why the Republican-Democrat bipartisan infrastructure bill comes with an army, 87,000 new IRS agents. We've only got 72 to 74,000 right now. And new NSA-style spy powers for them. Specifically, the IRS will have its own terminals where they can go in and search any purchase you've ever made on Venmo, PayPal, Amazon, your bank account, all of it. They will know everything. Why do they need this if the NSA already collects all that transaction data on you? Because what they're really getting from Congress is permission to weaponize it. Permission for it to be okay for those terminals to just sit there at the IRS. Permission for it to be okay when the IRS, like the FBI, illegally searches them 12 to 16,000 times a year, weaponizing the government for political and personal purposes and just for power. What they're essentially getting is a password to a system of data that already exists. So that one day you, me, or somebody else will get the call that Tucker Carlson got. The call that turns it from an anonymous file collected on you upon which no action is taken to, well, what happened to Tucker?
Yesterday, we heard from a whistleblower within the U.S. government who reached out to warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take this show off the air. Now, that's a shocking claim, and ordinarily we'd be skeptical of it. It's illegal for the NSA to spy on American citizens. It's a crime. It's not a third world country. Things like that should not happen in America. But unfortunately, they do happen, and in this case, they did happen. The whistleblower, who is in a position to know, repeated back to us information about a story that we are working on that could have only come directly from my texts and emails. There's no other possible source for that information, period. The NSA captured that information without our knowledge and did it for political reasons. The Biden administration is spying on us. We have confirmed that. This morning we filed a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, asking for all information that the NSA and other agencies have gathered about this show. We did it mostly as a formality. We've also contacted the press office at both NSA and the FBI. We don't expect to hear much back. That's the way that usually goes. Only Congress can force transparency on the intelligence agencies, and they should do that immediately. Spying on opposition journalists is incompatible with democracy. If they are doing it to us, and again, they are definitely doing it to us, they are almost certainly doing it to others. This is scary, and we need to stop it right away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.